Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're going to spend. They are. I'm telling you, with 100% certainty, they want to get right back in the higher echelon. With all these young players getting involved, they're going to spend.
Red Sox lose out on Pete Alonso. Obviously, we've seen this happen before at the winter meetings. A lot of times they pivot very quickly, make an announcement on another deal. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. But the fact is, they lost out on a guy who could really, really, really help their lineup for the 2026 season that Craig Breslow keeps talking about. That 2026 season is the season that they said all eyes are on winning the World Series and nothing else.
This is not a profit-oriented business, the baseball business.
The Red Sox suck.
Wow. Wow.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Let's get right to it. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens. We came in expecting to do a nice, normal bye week MLB meetings Wednesday. We got a whole rundown, and then it hit the fan because the lone big bat remaining on the open market is no longer available. Pete Alonso is finalizing a five-year, $155 million deal. Oh, and where's he going? He's going to the AL East, so that's cool. Just not to the Boston Red Sox, who we were told wanted bats this offseason. Well, Schwarber, they didn't make an offer. Alonso is going to the Baltimore Orioles, 5 years, $155 million. And the Red Sox are left holding their checkbook, their big wad pile of cash, whatever you want to call it. And we are here to vent about it because, as my forehead kind of says, I'm a sucker. I fell for it. I effed up. I trusted you. Breslow, I listened to you at the trade deadline and then again in the offseason. I listened to people like Will Fleming that told me the Red Sox are going to spend. Oh, no, they're going to build upon a trip to the wild card. You're not. You just exited the playoffs, in my opinion. You are no longer a playoff team. You're a worse baseball team, and the other teams in your division are getting better. I don't know any other way to look at it. And the big bats are off the market. Nick Fitzy Stevens, how are we feeling?
The Fenway fraud squad is in full effect as we now have another hot stove, postseason free agency failure, a bat that was tailor-made, hand-cut, artisanally crafted, honed to perfection in New York with the Metropolitans that averages 40 home runs a year. And that's at Citi Field, whose dimensions are not nearly as favorable to a power right-handed bat as Fenway Park. Came onto the market and mentioned many times that Fenway, Red Sox, would be of high desire. Scott Boras basically doing another one of his little tone poems and limericks and his open mic nights telling the Red Sox Pete Alonso wants to come to the Red Sox. His wife is from Quincy. She lives and grew up 20 minutes south of Fenway Park. These people could have come and been new royalty, joining Drake and Michael May as the hottest couples around town, the toast of the hub. And instead, the Red Sox cheap out. For all we know, friggin' Pete Alonso's wife bakes or has a killer steak tip recipe or does something awesome. I don't know. All I know is she's from Quincy, which is awesome. And Pete Alonso would have hit 50 home runs here. The Red Sox are liars. You sit on a throne of lies. You do nothing but tell us you're going to do something, and then you do nothing. The market told you what it was to be. The market came to bear. A power hitter this offseason would cost you 5 years, $30 million $30 million per season. You spent $40 million last year on Bregman, or should I call him One Legman. He played two-thirds of a season last year. Now, he's the only bat of any interest left next to Ketel Marte, who you'll have to trade for and give up assets. This organization is dumb. But you know who's dumber? Us. You, with your little old-fashioned 1940s visor with the Scoops heart sticker that says sucker up top. Me, for thinking I was going to go get the kids Pete Alonso jerseys for Christmas in the nice little Green Monster Fenway greens. No.
The Orioles have nice jerseys.
Yeah, they do. They have a great place to tailgate, too. Camden Yards is
awesome. You're halfway there.
Fells Point is awesome.
Maybe you need a new team.
I hope Pete Alonso, I legitimately hope he hits a home run in every game at Camden Yards against the Red Sox, and then I hope he hits two home runs per game against the Red Sox at Fenway, just to showcase how perfect his swing is for the ballpark that he will only visit as an opposing player seven times a year. This is such a dumb non-move by the Red Sox. But you know what, actually? You know what it is? Form. This is form. This is the Red Sox doing exact. What are you so proud of yourself because Dan Ball just put a sucker sign on your shirt?
There's a sucker born every minute. Most of them are Red Sox fans.
Christ. This stupid baseball team. Honest to God. Did they? Let me ask you a question. Do you think they watched the wild card round against the Yankees?
Well, Breslow did because he actually talked about it. Remember when he said, and in or whatever, a lot of home runs are hit in the postseason. He used a big word that I don't need. And they was like, we got to get some bats.
Right?
We got to get some bats out there. Now, the bats were available.
There were 250 home run hitting bats, a lefty and a righty.
Of the best bats in baseball.
Yes.
A 50 home run bat and a consistent 35 home run bat.
No, he averages 40 home runs a year.
You know how? I've never seen that.
Pete Alonso's numbers are 39.8 home runs a year. That's 40.
I've never seen that, but I'll go with your math. When was the last time Red Sox, did they hit 30 home runs last year?
If you add Trevor Story to Alex Bregman, you get like 39.
But wait, Abreu is going to be a 30 home run guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Casas is going to hit 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wasn't taking into account.
Well, would you look at the time? Got to go.
Breslow. You know what? Nothing good comes from Connecticut. Take it from me. Go back to New Haven, you thrifty little take. And you know what? Easy. I don't want to see another picture of John Henry smoking a cigar this offseason.
Well, there's nothing left that he can smoke a cigar about.
What
right?
are you going to get?
Okamoto. I know everybody's moving on, and we'll talk to Lou Maloney at 4:30. We're hoping. Hopefully, travel plans don't screw that up. Angry Lou. I know he kind of was like, okay, guess we got to pivot. It's Okamoto and Marte, and there's other guys out there. There are no other, because no disrespect to Okamoto, we don't know what he is in Major League Baseball.
He's not a proven entity.
We've
Pete Alonso hits 40 home runs a season. And again, Andy, I just want to point out, a lot of the ballparks he plays in the National League, are not as right-handed power bat friendly as Fenway. He would have absolutely owned this town. We would be talking in June about the power trio in Boston being Drake May, Jason Tatum, who came back and led the Celtics back to the Eastern Conference Finals alongside JB. Sorry, Tatum's still more popular. No disrespect to JB, who's having an MVP caliber season. And Pete Alonso. It would have been 1, 2, and 3. The guy would have absolutely raked and dominated here, and everybody would have loved him. And he and his wife could have built
it was too pricey. This is a big deal. Do you see? It's $150 million. This minor league Red Sox team can't spend $150.
If Lou comes on the radio and tells us that the Red Sox didn't even show any interest or didn't even make him an offer.
Well, they didn't make an offer for Schwarber. That was reported yesterday.
I'm going to choke somebody.
Never made an offer for Kyle Schwarber. The Orioles, who got Alonso, matched the offer for Kyle Schwarber that he was offered by the Phillies. So David Rubenstein, You're probably not familiar with that name. The new owner of the Orioles.
Oh, that's the dude that bought everybody beers at the bar on opening day.
And I looked him up. Doesn't have one of those, like, oh, my God, net worths. I mean, he's doing okay for himself.
It's probably like Billy the Chiz with the Celtics.
$3.7 billion.
That's not bad.
Doing okay for you. But it's not one of those, like, oh, my God, he's one of the richest men in the world. Whatever.
He's not Steve Ballmer.
He's fine. He's doing okay for himself. But he clearly wants to win. He wants to bounce back. And I already made the bet with Adam Jones. The Orioles will win more games than the Boston Red Sox next year. The Orioles had a surprising down year. There were factors in play. They got off to a slow start. Their best pitcher was hurt. They were coming on late, and now they've aggressively gone after power because we just talked about it. Easiest way to score home runs. I know all the quants, the Dan Balls of the world, want to talk you into all these ways to score runs. Put the ball in play.
Hit the ball out of the friggin' yard. And Camden Yards is a very power-friendly hitter yard.
You know who else is power-friendly? Nice. Pete Alonso.
No, it makes a lot of sense that they would have gone after Schwarber. In fact, I think Schwarber would have been even more perfect for them. However, he just chose to stay with the devil that he already knew, and he wants to try to chase a title with the Phillies. Good for him. He didn't, you know, he chose crab fries over actual crab. Good for him. That's great for Schwarbs. Also, by the way, another gross miscalculation by the Red Sox for letting him go 4 years ago when he instantly became a fan favorite after, I don't know, about seven at-bats and two botched plays at first base. Now, what else does a ball player need to do besides actually drive here and hire one of those planes that flies over the Cape with ads for like Captain Morgan or like Twin Lobsters 1995? Does Pete Alonso have to get a Skyrider that flies over Gillette Stadium Sunday during Pat's Bills that says, "Hey, Red Sox, sign me. Love Pete Alonso. P.S. My wife is from Quincy."
I think what the player has to do is take a deal that is not top of market because the Boston Red Sox, despite what they've told us, aggressive, want to build upon the wild card trip. You know, oh, Friday Fenways are so great. We're going to use that momentum and step forward from that. You've lost all momentum. Can we agree on that? You've lost all momentum because Joe Ryan doesn't seem like he's walking through that door. In fact, I have to listen to Breslow say, other teams want to hold on to their good players, so it's making it difficult. Okay, that's great. I don't know. That's not the story I was being told in the summer and the offseason. It was, we're going to go get Joe Ryan. We're going to go get Pete Alonso. We're going to get two bats and a pitcher. And so far, we've got Sonny Flippin' Gray. I'm starting to feel bad for Sonny Gray because I feel like some people are kind of rooting against him in that weird like way because
no, they won't
he's
root
the
against,
pitcher.
They won't root against him. They'll turn on Oviedo in a heartbeat because they were ready to love the password. One, because he had that awesome name. Two, he's a power hitter at their.
This is This is WEEI. Wow. He's Fitzy. He's talking.
I'm so sorry.
Even the radio. God, Jesus, I can't even finish a half-baked point. So that they wanted to love the password. He goes for this Oviedo guy that no one's ever heard from. Well, he could be part of the super pan or could be our next value-add starter. I don't care.
Value-add.
Just order off the menu.
Is value good? When you're looking for high-end, is value good? Generally, it's not, right?
If you already have excellence established, value is a great add. Value shouldn't be how you build your entire franchise storyline entity. No, it shouldn't be.
I feel like value buy is the sticker they slap on it when, like, the meat is just past, like, we got to sell this. We got to get this value pack of beef is going to expire in 2 days. So we'll put a sticker on it to see if we can entice somebody.
And what you do is you buy it and then you immediately throw it in the freezer. So you buy yourself some time to think about when and how you'll cook
it. Sure. But they don't put the value sticker on the filet mignon, right? The filet mignon is always expensive.
It sells.
Right? It sells.
Ribeyes.
So value, cheap.
Tomahawk ribeyes. Go buy the tomahawk ribeye. Stop trying to buy stew meat and telling me that it's going to be amazing. And by the way, our pal, Will Fleming, basically,
72 hours, we're going to be smiling. Down to like 50 hours. We'll be smiling.
This is sort of sent our way, but it's also mostly sent the way of social media as well. Tweeted just 14 minutes ago, and Fleming quote: "Twitter is a pretty reasonable place, huh? Good effing God, I'm a liar. I have no credibility. Did I say they would sign Alonso? I did not. Did I say that I thought they would do things to make the team better? Yes, I did." I stand by that.
So Stiz, at least we know that Will Fleming's phone works. He was able to tweet, and I'm assuming he tweets from his phone. So at least we know his phone works.
New phone, who dis? Can I just say, though, I had this thought earlier. You guys seem to be gluttons for punishment. I came down
seem
to
W. To be.
I came down to WEEI about 5-6 years ago.
Great story.
And it seems to me every single year we go through this same merry-go-round where it's, oh my God, the Red Sox, they're going to get this player. They're so close. They're aggressive. Next season's going to be the season. They're going to spend. John Heyman said this. And every single year, wah, wah. Some other team gets them.
Last year was a little different because they did trade for Crochet. Dan Ball, I believe, today. I believe the one-year anniversary of the trade is today that they traded for Garrett Crochet. And then they ended up landing late in the process Bregman. So they, and that was, there were other moves involved there. So they were more successful in acquiring talent last year. Acquiring talent, a phrase that Breslow has used a number of times.
Bregman is a good complementary player. He is not a player you build an entire team around. He is not a franchise savior. If you lean on him to do too much, A, he may pull a quad, and B, you're asking too much of a guy who does a bunch of things well, but is not enough of a star to carry your team. Here you go. Here's one for you. Our pal Gordo, formerly of the Play Tessie podcast, not to be that guy, but the Red Sox wouldn't have even needed to be in on Alonso or Schwarber if they just communicated with their own franchise star last year.
Yeah, I'm not doing that game. I think he's a dink. He was always going to be a dink. It's like Mac Jones. He was going to break eventually and be bad news. You just expedited the process. I think you expedited the process with Devers. I don't want Devers. Stiz brought that up. Does this make you rethink Devers? No, it doesn't. I wanted no part of him. You found out who he was. He spells Devers with an I. It looks like E's on paper, but it is spelled with an I, Rafi Devers. And I want, but the issue is you haven't replaced it. All we talked about, $30 million slot, $30 million slot. We got all these $30 million slots. They're still slotted. And you know what pissed me off even more, Fitzy? I did a little research yesterday.
Oh, my. Well, it was the first time for everything.
You know how much Sandoval makes on the books this year?
No.
$12.75 million.
The guy who's never pitched for the Red Sox, but he's on the roster.
You know how much Jordan Hicks makes?
$10
million. $12.5 million. Right there, you have over $25 million in salary that is borderline, and I'm being kind with the word borderline, useless.
It's tied up in recuperation and terribleness.
Awesome. And instead, I could give $30 million a year to a guy who just hits home runs, and you need, if you listen to yourself speak in the mirror, Brezbot, home runs. $30 million for home runs was available. Two different guys. You chose not to, and yet you're paying those clowns to do nothing. $25 million. What are we doing here?
All right, here we go. At Boston Strong 34. It goes without saying that if the Red Sox leave Orlando without a significant move and with the two biggest bats available already signed elsewhere, this would be an epic fail by Craig Breslow. And here, I've never, you should follow this account. At Andy Hart's BFF, says the name Jared Carabas. The Red Sox had the opportunity to become an undeniably better team in 2026, and now they're pushing it to where they have a chance to actually be worse.
No, they are worse, Jared. Not to steal your take here. They're worse. They're a worse baseball team.
Never wrong, just early.
So you're early, I guess, on the worst part. They are a worse baseball team. They don't have Bregman right now, so you can't even give them credit for that. They took a massive step backwards. 617-779-7937. We want your voice all show long on the text line. Are you pissed off? Hey, do you want to talk us off the ledge? Is there anybody out there that can tell us something good that could happen for the Boston Red Sox, that why it's early and give them time or this and that? 617-779-7937. But right now we have the first text that I want to read. I don't know if I can say this on the radio. I'll clean it up a little bit. 207, breaking news. The Red Sox just butt bleeped the fan base yet again. They are not happy, and they shouldn't be happy, Fitzy. 617-779-7937.
Wow, somebody sent us seven texts. You have people writing novels on the text. People are mad.
Let's go to the phone lines, hear from the mad people, the mad men and women out there in Red Sox Nation. Let's go to Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? I'll tell you, it seems like lately I only call when it's to crap on the Red Sox, but here we are. They keep giving me reasons to.
Yep.
I'm just saying, this is the Red Sox doing Red Sox things. And like I said to you guys last offseason, it's us, the fans, who are responsible for it, because they weathered the storm of anger. They say all the things that they say. We get mad and shake our fists, but then guess what? Fenway is full. People are singing Mr. Brightside. They're buying the new green shiny jerseys because, hey, these are really cool. You know, they keep making money doing what they're doing, and the fans don't punish them for what they're doing. You know what this is, boys? This is an abusive relationship. They keep smacking us around, and then they say they smack us around, then they say, sorry, I promise I'll change. I'll do everything better and different. And then we come crawling back and say, oh, they really mean it this time. And guess what? Then they smack us again.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
You know what that makes us, Mike? That makes us enablers. We have Stockholm Syndrome. We have Stockholm Syndrome. That's exactly what it is. We stare our oppressor in the eye who abuses us, and we have fallen in love with them. Now, granted, they used to actually not behave this way, so there's a reason why we fell in love with them. And no, we're not paid enough to be armchair GMs and do the work of Breslow and the Nerdbots over at Fenway Sports Group, diagonally across from the ballpark. But somebody has to call and tell, oh, no, he would have been a bad fit. I have met fan friends, sick brag, bro, who are like already resigned to the fact that Alonso was gone and was going to be a star with the Red Sox. And now he's going to be a star just a couple miles down the road, well, 200 miles down the road in Baltimore.
Dan Ball, do you want to bring a reasonable take to this situation?
Nope, not even a little bit. Instead of that, Tim Healy, our friend from the Boston Globe, the Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money, according to sources.
Screw you. Screw you. Like, literally, screw you, Red Sox.
I'm sorry. Oh, screw you, Red Sox. Oh, that's
right. Oh, no, not you, Dan.
So what? Say that one more time.
The Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money.
Holy crap, can you offer a worse contract? Because I would be okay if you said fewer years. We offered you 3 and 140 or something because we wanted to kind of do the Bregman thing. The AAV is high, but the term is short.
What did they give Bregman all that money for?
How can you be down on both?
I know. I don't know the number, but I'm pretty sure I know the number. We talked about how close they were to the first threshold for the tax, the first tax threshold yesterday. It was about $20 million. I'm guessing they offered 3 for $60 compared to 5 for $155.
I hope he asked Scott Boras to get a copy of the offer so he could put it on the ground, unzip his pants, and do exactly what the manager in Major League did to Roger Dorn's contract. And for those of you out there that have seen the greatest baseball movie ever made, you know what I'm talking about.
We have another texter, 207, that says, Bradford is wrong. Baseball is now boring for your Boston Red Sox. I mean, you can make... What are they thinking? They had the city, as our caller said, back. Fridays were awesome. Fenway was electric. We talked to Cora about it almost every week, what the ballpark was like. It was back to the old days. You were a factor. We're watching walk-off after walk-off. Rafaela, Anthony, all these guys, the young guys. Now we just need to complement that roster. We have to be able to not look at the monitor in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio and say, wait, that's a big league roster? No, you needed a big bat. And you know how I know it? You said you needed a new bat, and you didn't go out and get it because the two big bats are gone, and you are left with whatever the hell you're left with. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls, read your tweets, and share in your anger over the Boston Red Sox apparently cheaping out again. No offer at all to Schwarber, a significantly lower offer to Alonso, and now how do they pivot? 617-779-7937. That's all next here on WE.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
EI Afternoons.
Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles finalizing a 5-year, $155 million contract. This tweet from Jeff Passan. Alonso leaves the Mets to make a loaded AL East even better. Ronnie, you've been obviously calling Mets games for many years. You've seen Pete Alonso be one of the great home run hitters in Mets history.
Certainly not going to be one of the great home run hitters in Red Sox history, except for those trips with the Orioles a couple times a year to Fenway Park, where I'm sure he'll put some over the Green Monster and make us remember what could have been on a more regular basis. 617-779-7937. Pete Alonso has signed with the Orioles, and we are bitching about it because the Red Sox needed a bat, and there's not really any more bats on the free agent market of that caliber. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Shane and Lowell. What's up, Shane?
How we doing, fellas? Terrible. Is the perfect word. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Get your grouse on. Come on.
All right, listen. So we've just been gaslit nonstop for years by the Red Sox, by the front office. Every year they're telling us how they're going to go out and burn some cash, and I'm going to do my best not to swear here, but it's unbelievable. From Chaim Bloom to Craig Breslow, like, coming in here, making a whole lot of noise and then nothing happening. And then for Pete Alonso, they're coming on the Orioles with an already stacked Toronto team. And then we got the Yankees. Like, what are we doing here, fellas? We can't keep living like this. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Shane. Yep. What are we doing here? That is a great, simple question. What are we doing here? Because even with Chaim Bloom, didn't we at least have an idea what they were trying to accomplish?
Yeah,
right? They were going to build up the farm system.
Shaving money.
Save money. Yeah. Get ready for the next generation. Like, that whole thing. Well, the next generation is here. Roman Anthony is in the big leagues. You traded for an ace. Brian Bello is part of your staff. You brought up Early and Toley. Like,
you have a baby squad. Abreu's in his early 20s with years of control. Jarren Duran is still only 28 and plays younger than that, if you know what I mean. Like, this is a team chock full of youth, excitement. Like, he doesn't seem like an old 28-year-old ball player.
Glad you saw my face. I was like, I don't really know what you mean.
He's youthful. He's exuberant with his energy.
Okay, some energy.
He's a hustler. Okay.
Perfect.
There's a lot of youth and energy on this baseball team. What do they need? More Bregmans, not just re-signing one Legman. You need more guys like that. Somebody please run me over a spreadsheet. Don't bother with the jersey you never gave me last year, you jerks. Run me over a spreadsheet that shows me how you'll be a better team without Pete Alonso's 45 home runs. I would love to see some sort of analytical data or something.
Kind of like the Devers thing? We'll be better without Devers. And I'm like, son of a gun, they were better without Devers.
Yeah, no, I would love to see how they're going to be better without a power hitting, a guy that plays adequate defense at first base and would probably hit 45 home runs at Fenway.
Oh, so he was a right-handed bat.
Yep.
You needed that, right?
Yep.
He plays first base.
Yep.
You need that?
Yep.
And he hits home runs. Do you need that?
Yeah, literally three for three.
That's the weirdest thing. And yet, he was available, and yet it would only cost $31 million on half the term of Devers, right? $300 million versus $150 million.
Do you have any idea? And also, he's got a big personality. We love big personalities around this way. And again, his wife is off. Like, what you do is, Andy, you go across the pike, you get on 93 South, You go like six exits down, you take a left, and that's his wife's house. And they would have been, I'm telling you, they would have been poised to join the Mays and everyone else and very few others and like be stars, be celebrities in this town, be beloved.
$10 shake on the Twitch chat says, Fitzy, I really hate to break this to you, but it's December 10th in all caps.
Okay.
Yeah, and $10, what exactly does that mean? Because other than maybe Fernando Tatis, right, Dan Ball, there's not a lot of options out there that we've read about, heard about, seen that are going to fill the void the way Pete Alonso would have.
So let me pitch you guys the names that came out during the course of yesterday. This is also what Tim Healy reported. So okay. Ketel Marte is the one that continues to float around. Interested?
Mm-hmm. I'm interested, but this fact that people are labeling him a clubhouse cancer and he's coming to the Boston Red Sox who lived off their vibes a year ago is not ideal.
Okay, so
he kind of quit on his team because somebody robbed his house, to summarize the situation.
Well, getting your house robbed, be it literally or metaphorical.
I agree.
Also, real quick, Ketel Marte is also as old as Pete Alonso is. And fun fact, you'll have to actually trade for him. So what you'll have to do is give up assets for him or Tatis, whereas Pete Alonso just had a price tag on himself, and you could have just walked up and just paid for it and not given up anything else.
See, but that's the thing. That's what Craig Breslow is uncomfortable doing. I don't give him credit for the Bregman deal. I think that was John Henry and Alex Cora forcing him to sign that contract. It was also for 1 year, and now he's gone. Breslow can't negotiate with free agents, and he can't negotiate at the trade deadline. What he can do is when he has an entire offseason to try to outsmart another team to make a trade, that just seems to be what he's most comfortable with. So, unfortunately, I think we just have to solely monitor the trade market right now.
And hold on, back to the Twitch comment or anyone else that's saying, like, relax, guys, it's still early, hot stove barely just got lit. Okay, maybe they'll make other moves, like Will Fleming said, like some listeners have suggested, that will improve the team. Fine, I hope you do. I hope I don't feel this way from now through opening day into Memorial Day, past the 4th of July, and all the way to the end of a disappointing 2026 season. That being said, this is about my disappointment in them not signing the perfect free agent target this offseason.
Dan Ball, more names?
The other name that jumped out that I'm curious about, because we hadn't heard this up until last night, is Corey Seager from the Texas Rangers. He's right around that same age bracket. He's also a $30 million player. He's a shortstop, perennial MVP candidate, good hitter. He hits lefty, but that's a two or three spot in your lineup. So I was curious if you had any interest in him as well.
So, yes, I told you the other day, and I'm getting more to this point, not less to this point, where, yes, I have to have interest because the really good, the perfect options are gone. So now I have to have more interest with throw a wider net out to hope I get something and don't just run it back and hope, as the text line says, relax, guys, we have Tristan Casas. If I hear about Tristan Casas, it's one thing for Cora to be bringing up Abreu and like an advancement. He's going to hit more against lefties, and we think he's going to hit more. Okay, good player. Maybe that's true. Stays healthy. Okay, but take your Casas and shove it for now. First of all, I don't even know if he's healthy. Second of all, I don't know if he's any good. Seager, where's he going to play?
Shortstop.
Don't we have a shortstop?
Yeah, whose range is declining. I'd be happy with a move to second base, okay, or first base.
So we're going to piss off the guy who had the best year on the team a year ago. Because I know he doesn't want to play anything other than short, even though he couldn't reach first base from short late in the season.
What are you talking about? He played second base the first year he signed in Boston.
And do you remember how he said it?
No.
Oh, I'll play there for now. He made it quite clear he was subjugating the ego for a little time so they could get their ducks in order, a.k.a. push Xander Bogaerts out the door. So you're going to take who might have been your best all-around player. Is that fair? Story was your best all-around player last year?
Hitter, sure.
Okay. You're going to take him and tick him off.
Garrett Crochet still exists, you know.
And tick him off. I meant player. We're talking
position player.
Position player, lineup player, defensive player, whatever. You're going to piss him off heading into a year coming off his best year, which also followed up, what, three straight years where he was hurt all the time? So he's either going to be hurt or unhappy or both when he goes to second base because you bring in Seager.
What do you mean? It worked so well last offseason when you tried to make your best player move positions.
Hey, here's the craziest thing. Nesson.com conveniently had an article ready to go with Red Sox trade rumors, Ketel Marte, Corey Seager, Isaac Paredes updates. Hmm. Yeah, it's almost like they knew, like, oh, the Sox are going to be out on Alonso, so let's make sure the fans know there's still plenty of options out there. Oh, that will cost you players. You have to give up things to see the way a trade works is you have to give something up for it. Whereas Pete Alonso wouldn't have to give up anything.
Yeah, but Marte is only $105 million, I believe, Dan Ball, over the next 6 years. Alonso's getting $155 million, so we just save $50 million. Woo woo woo, saving money, baby. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
He's not going to be.
Hey, I'm going to give you some good news after this, though. But you're going to get calls from people that I call them the Linus people, because they're in the pumpkin patch every year saying, I know this year. That's he's good. Coming. He's coming. This is a disgrace. But I'll give you the good news. And write this down. This is Breslow's exit out the door. He's not going to make it till 4th of July. You're going to see Cora in there. You'll see Veritek Mansion. This guy is a complete loser.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
Wow.
Dan Ball, would you like to comment? Because I know you believe a significant portion of that theory.
Well, I mean, never wrong, just early. You know, that's what we practice and preach on this show. But doesn't this stretch of 48 hours, it kind of has a 10-year-defining feel to Craig Breslow, doesn't it?
Yes.
You had the opportunity. It blows my mind how perfect the Alonso move was. Even if you wanted to say you weren't interested in Schwarber because you're already too left-hand heavy and you needed a first baseman, not a DH. I can get behind that. Right-handed, power-hitting first baseman who wasn't looking for a 10, 11, 12-year deal. And you weren't able to do that, and he's going to make $31 million a year. This does kind of feel like the thing that when we look back at the end of Craig Breslow's tenure, which is coming, the kind of thing that we look at and go, this is the moment that we knew he was getting fired.
And I think the worst part of this is they generally react, right? They hear all this. They hear the phone calls. They hear us bitching. And then they react. They do something. Sometimes they regret it later. This kind of guarantees they're going to sign Bregman, and I'm guessing Bregman just made an extra $20 or $30 million because he knows he has them over a barrel. It was trying to be painted that they have him over a barrel. Oh, there's no interest. Nobody wants him. Who's going to pay him? And now he's like, you haven't done crap this offseason. You need me. How about we do $160 million? Oh, more than Alonso? Perfect.
Oh, and wait, you know what's ever so convenient about all of that? Pete Alonso's agent happens to be the same agent of Alex Bregman.
Yeah,
Scott
interesting.
Boras. So
interesting.
He has played the Red Sox like a cheap effing fiddle.
It's not that hard. I mean, he's a good agent, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure. I think we've learned over the years playing the Red Sox is kind of easy. They kind of play themselves. 617-779-7937. I like this subject line. All caps, I'm pissed. Let's go to Tyler in New Hampshire. What's up, Tyler?
Well, this just in, Red Sox out of 2026 playoff contention. I just don't understand why, time and time again, we keep on hearing the same old thing. Oh, we're gonna add this, we're going to add that. And the fact that the Sox were able to make the playoffs last year was nothing short of a miracle. You'd think they would want to continue to add to that to be even better for the following season. And they keep on telling us all, like, oh, yeah, like we have all this money freed up. What are you doing with it?
Thanks for the call, Tyler. He's got a great point in there. They are the kings of what you're not supposed to do. Overpromise and underdeliver. Everyone tells you, any business, right? Underpromise, overdeliver. The customer's happy, right? Mm-hmm. Are the customers happy right now? No. In part, not only because you didn't do something you said you were going to do, and we're going on 6 months of that. Oh, they were going to get a number two starter at the trade deadline. They weren't just going to add arms, and then they...
Well, Dustin May.
Just added arms to add... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dustin May. And then this offseason, well, we're not just going to add arms again. We have 3 through 10, a great, great lineup of pitchers. And then you added pitchers that are somewhere between 3 through 10, and you told us you were going to get bats, right? And how's the bats coming?
They don't have any. There aren't any new ones.
Yeah, no. And they went to the store, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where'd all the bats go? There's a snowstorm here?
It is. You know what? Actually, Tony from Bridgewater brings up a great point. Sox making, you know, talking about the Sox making the playoffs. I'm now starting to believe the Red Sox making the playoffs last season is the worst thing that could have happened this team. Because now they're probably going into 2026 looking at themselves as, hey, we're a playoff team. All we got to do is finesse things a little more, let the kids mature, and we're going to get that much better, as opposed to, hey, we're this far along. Why don't we do everything we can to get further closer towards, if not across the finish line? Hey, why just announce Scooble to the Dodgers, and I'll just renounce baseball.
We'll get to more of your phone calls. We see Brian, Wayne, Justin, and others, 617-779-7937. Red Sox Nation is not happy right now. and we're here to talk about it on WE.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
EI Afternoons.
But we reported yesterday, Pete, who lives in Tampa, he's going to drive over here and meet with the Red Sox and meet with the Orioles. The Orioles were all in on Schwarber. That's how Schwarber got the money from the Philadelphia Phillies. And they're not messing around. The Orioles have said, we wanted to land a big whale, and they didn't allow it.
It's just the instrumental. I can't wait for the loser baby part because it was appropriate, and I get it. We're all losers right now. We all lose in this situation. The Red Sox lose, the fans lose, the media loses. Dan Ball?
I'm envious of the Orioles for two reasons. One, they got Pete Alonso. That's really cool. And two, they have new owners. That seems to be really cool as well. Owners that'll actually spend on putting together a championship caliber baseball team. Sox should look into that.
Little Rubenstein greater than Henry, right? Because Rubenstein, it's early in his tenure. Right, I guess Henry kind of did that early in his tenure. I mean, he has a few rings to show for it. But at this point, we're not talking about the past, right? We're like Mark McGuire at Congress. We're not here to talk about the past. We're talking about the present and the future. And in the present, Pete Alonso went to the Orioles. Kyle Schwarber went to the Phillies, or back to the Phillies. And you are going to sell us on, well, Abreu is going to break out. Casas is going to break out. And we brought back Bregman. Yeah, so you're the same flipping team, which means you're not good enough because the Orioles just passed you.
Bregman is not, by the way, we keep talking about Bregman, well, they'll end up getting him now and Boris is going to hold him over a barrel. There's no guarantee that Alex Bregman and Scott Boris re-sign with the Red Sox. As a matter of fact, they might even look at the Red Sox now and say, oh, a perfect player who happened to also be my client was available and the Red Sox underbid on him. We're insulted. And in fact, we think our best our best laid plans lay out of town because the Red Sox obviously are not committed to excellence in 2026. Watch them do that.
That's a fair argument. Are they committed to winning? Are they as prepped as any team to go back to the postseason? That's a hard argument to make right now.
Two words, and I'm gonna crap in a bag and throw it at Fenway. Bridge year. If I hear that one more time.
Yeah, we won't. I can't say we won't hear anything because Lord knows what these people are going to say when they get behind a microphone and let it slip. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Gentlemen. I'm just shocked that people are surprised. I've been saying this would happen since day one, including the Orioles going and getting Alonso. But for our Red Sox fans that are listening, the Orioles aren't done. They're the favorites for Framber Valdez and to land either Mackenzie Gore or Edward Cabrera. In layman's terms, that means the Orioles are trying to get two number two starting pitchers to go along with their ace when we don't have one. So this is all to say, Craig Breslow's tenure will be marred by the Devers trade because that's what Bloom was remembered for too, trading the best player away for nothing. And what really makes me afraid, and this is where I'll end, is Breslow is about to panic buy. He's already traded our three and number five best prospects for 36-year-old Sonny Gray and Oviedo, straight a boatload of prospects, and a great move last year for Crochet. But that means when he trades for Marcelo Meyer and Peyton Tolley for Keitel Marte, who's 32 years old, the farm system will be empty. This team will be fourth place in the AL East, and we will be beginning another rebuild. Please focus on how bad Craig Breslow is at his job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.